Hey guys, Tim here with another bite of the day. I know it's been quite a while, life's been busy. But anyway, I managed to take a look at B-Mobile's Pure Android device, which is basically a budget Android device running 2.2 Froyo, which is good, which is something I would recommend that you start off with, or if not, if you can't get any higher. It's a 3.8 inch screen, which has a resolution of 800 by 480, so that means when you're browsing websites, it's going to be, I think, pretty decent, pretty good, better than my phone that I have, which is only HVGA. But anyway, it being a budget Android device, it has only 256 megabytes of RAM, so multitasking may not be the best. CPU is only 600 megahertz, so you may not have the horsepower to do everything you want. I'm not too sure whether Flash will run, because I think the CPU might be a bit limiting. A few problems I found is that it doesn't have any Google certification, meaning that there's no Market, there's no Gmail, there's no YouTube or Maps, basically no Google applications. It's possible that you get the Google Market APK online, but I guess it's always a hit and miss kind of thing. They did bundle with it the Widget Warehouse, which is basically, I guess, B-Mobile's app store, basically. All the alternatives is, I guess, you could download third-party app stores such as, was it Lib Apps Libs or something like that? I think there's some third-party app stores online, and App Store is another one, I believe. But anyway, it has 260 megabytes for applications, which is pretty good. I think most other budget Android devices only have under 200 megabytes, so that's pretty, in that sense, competitive to others. But at I was actually I was pretty impressed. It has a multi-touch screen, and it was a pretty big screen. I found pretty easy to type on. It comes with a custom touchpad keyboard, I guess. Since it's Android, it is Android. You can change it out with something that you would prefer. But anyway, at the price point of 189, it's pretty good. You have to add another $30 for a starter pack if you're not on existing B-Mobile subscriber. However, it is locked to the B-Mobile network. So, if you're on B-Mobile, it's a pretty good deal, I guess. I would always prefer an unlocked device because if you're going overseas, it might be useful. B-Mobile, I doubt, provides unlocking services. I've asked for their modems. They don't know. They asked me to contact the manufacturer, so I doubt they would be able to unlock phones as well. But anyway, it's a nice budget Android device. Not the best 5-megapixel camera with a flash, no front-facing camera. But yeah, it feels a bit plasticky, mini USB, not micro USB. I did not see any headset on the device. So you may not be able to listen to music unless you use a mini USB to headset dongle, I guess, that they would provide, or maybe perhaps it even uses a mini USB for the headset. So, bit of a downer. But I guess it's pretty interesting. I think 5-megapixel camera records video at VGA. But do take a look if you're interested. $199 is pretty good. I guess it's something that Android does well. You can scale all the way down to the lower end of the market. Something that iOS probably will not do. So anyway, that's the B-Mobile Pure. Pretty interesting budget Android device. Take a look at it if you're interested.